Coach, tonight in Richmond, taking on a younger VCU team in terms of experience in another tough league environment, what are you expecting to see from this year's version of the Rams?
Clearly, they're going to try to speed us up. They're going to try to make it difficult for us to run our offense, make passes. So they're going to mix in a variety of full court pressures. And then, of course, in the half court, they'll put tremendous pressure on the ball. And I suspect they'll take a page from Rhode Island and try to run us off the three-point line as well.
Justin Tillman, one of the best players in the league. How much does success tonight depend on how you handle him on both ends?
Clearly, he's a big factor. 37 points the other night in the victory over Dayton. He's got an outstanding touch, and he really fights to get position. But you can't just think that if you keep him away from the ball in the post that you've done your job on him, because he's so effective facing up from 10, 12, even 15 feet, and he's ferocious on the offensive glass. He is the guy that protects the rim for him, so we've got to get him away from the rim on the offensive end.
Rhode Island, who you matched up against on Friday, very good team. What were a few of the corrections or adjustments that you worked on coming out of that game?
Without doubt, we were sped up. Did not use the space on the court. We cut down our own space by using too much of the dribble. We needed to screen more to get people open. And on the defensive side, I thought that we really struggled to be as aggressive as we need to be on the ball screen. So those are the corrections that we spent the last couple of days working on.
Let's spend a moment on Carter Collins. His minutes have continued to increase. He's worked hard during practice. How important a role could he potentially play down the stretch?
There's no doubt that we can't go with that seven-man rotation of Rusty and Will coming off the bench. We need that third guy, and Carter's that guy. And we're thrilled with the confidence he's developed. We're also thrilled with the confidence he has earned from the coaching staff and his own teammates. And that's a big part of our move forward as we start to look towards the second half of the season.
And finally, ending here back with VCU, what are your keys to Wildcat success tonight?
Make them defend us. It's been a mantra that we've carried around for some time. I think if we're poised and in control and we run our stuff and set screens, we should be fine on the offensive end. And we have got to be very aggressive defensively. Their crowd, their aggressive attack that they have could put a team on its heels. We cannot be put on our heels. We got to be there in the center ring fighting right from the start and do it for 40 minutes.
Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Jared.